Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W-H, today A-I-S-T-O-N, last name A-I-S-T-O-N, 3495. Today is 9:15. Chief complaint number one, cough number two, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is blood pressure elevation. Next one is obesity. Next one is swears to me that he doesn't have sleep apnea. Next number, vertigo. Next number is leg pain, diarrhea. Next number is nausea and vomiting. Our patient is a 28-year-old gentleman, married, works as a plant, PLANT electrician, waiting for the birth of his fourth child, doesn't smoke, he drinks occasionally, comes in today with a blood pressure 151 over 80 and above mentioned symptoms. He also has fever, cough, runny nose, congestion, nausea, and headache, period. Allergy, none except bees. Social, as above, married, waiting for the birth of his fourth kid, no smoking, minimal drinking. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Medications, none. He tells me that he has no symptoms of sleep apnea except tiredness from time to time and some snoring, period. He weighs 320 pounds. He's gained some weight recently, but he says overall his weight has been pretty stable. Review of system, as above, family history. Doesn't know his dad. Has possible hypertension in the family. On his mom's side, positive history of stroke, 320 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 16, 75, 151 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs, free bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no ZBD, skin shows no rash around, mucosa with antigen, rosicon, non-focal, slight epigastric tenderness noted related to nausea. Number one, chest x-ray negative in face of COVID-19. Number two, mild cardiomegaly. Number three, echocardiogram show, which was done for palpitation, in face of COVID-19, shows possible right ventricular enlargement and LVH. Next number, hypertension. Next number, started on lisinopril, 10 milligram. Next number, he believes the hypertension may be related to his COVID. I told him if that's the case, we can wean him off the lisinopril later. Next number, Paxlovid for his COVID because I believe he's a high risk of developing complication. Next time we go to the emergency room, we've developed a fever, worsening fever, chills, shortness of breath, chest pain, or shortness of breath. Next time is leg pain and arm pain related to COVID-19. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next time is obesity. Next time is fatty liver. Next number, RVH. Next number is sleep apnea. Highly suspicious, but he doesn't want to do any workup at this time. He's trying to lose weight. Next one is nausea and vomiting with a normal gallbladder, most likely related to COVID-19. Next one is diarrhea, most likely related to COVID-19. Next one is lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, he'll take the Paxlovid. He knows when to go to the emergency room. He knows when to come and see us. And once again, I showed him his chest x-ray and told him that his chest x-ray shows no evidence of COVID pneumonia at this time. Thank you.